This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will be back at work on Monday, according to a Downing Street spokeswoman, after having recovered from a case of coronavirus that sent him to intensive care for 3 nights earlier this month. The 55-year-old Johnson will take back control of a government under pressure from the economic fallout of a shutdown aimed at curbing the spread of the virus, as well as Britain's rising death toll. Criticism is growing over the government's response to the pandemic, with limited testing and shortages of protective equipment for medical workers and caregivers. As of Saturday, Britain has recorded more than 20,000 deaths from COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will be conducting antibody tests for workers at 4 hospitals hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic. At his daily briefing, Cuomo also said he will allow local pharmacies to begin collecting samples for diagnostic tests.
It's down to about 1,100 new cases. Only in this crazy reality would 1,100 new cases be relatively good news, right?
The renewed test focusing comes as the crisis appears to be subsiding in New York, with hospitalizations for COVID-19 falling to their lowest in 3 weeks. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says that testing for COVID-19 has been ramped up in his state. At a briefing Saturday, DeSantis announced his administration plans to let pharmacists administer tests for the coronavirus to expand availability of testing for the general public. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said on Saturday that there was currently no evidence that people who have recovered from COVID-19 and have antibodies are protected from a second coronavirus infection. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
In a scientific brief, the agency warned governments against issuing immunity passports or risk-free certificates to people who have been infected, as their immunity is not guaranteed. The practice could actually increase the risks of spreading coronavirus, as people who have recovered may ignore advice on taking precautions. Chile said last week it would begin handing out health passports to people who had developed antibodies to the virus. They could immediately rejoin the workforce. The WHO said it continued to review the evidence on antibody responses to COVID-19. Most studies have shown those who have recovered do have antibodies to the virus, but others have shown very low levels of neutralizing antibodies in their blood, which suggests an immune response that does not involve antibodies may be critical for recovery.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. A Washington-based think tank says a special train, possibly belonging to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, was spotted this week at a resort town in the country. The report comes as China dispatched a team to North Korea, including medical experts, to advise on Kim's health. We get more from Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
The group's trip, which included medical experts, doctors, and officials, came amid conflicting reports about the health of the North Korean leader. A delegation led by a senior member of the Chinese Communist Party's International Liaison Department left Beijing for North Korea on Thursday, two of the three anonymous sources said. Reuters was unable to immediately determine what the trip signaled in terms of Kim's health. On Friday, a South Korean source told Reuters their intelligence was that Kim was alive and would likely make an appearance soon. Reuters has not been able to independently confirm any details on Kim's whereabouts or condition, but North Korea's state media last reported on Kim's whereabouts when he presided over a meeting on April 11th.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Muslims around the world have begun celebrating Ramadan amid the new coronavirus pandemic. We get more from AP's Sarah Bassett.
Ramadan is usually a festive season with the day-long fast followed by lavish meals and evening get-togethers. But this year, many are confined to their homes. Travel is heavily restricted and public venues like parks, malls and even mosques are shuttered. I'm Sarah Bassett.
For more on these stories, visit our website, Reporting by Remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.